Let's say you're driving down the Pacific Coast Highway in California. Top down, of course. What's the soundtrack you want to hear? Maybe a little of this. This is the group Tycho, and it's the brainchild of Scott Hansen, who describes his three-piece band as an audio-visual project. The San Francisco-based artist has taken his passion for design and merged it with his interest in ambient music. Tycho's latest album is called Awake. Scott Hansen joins us now from the studios of Member Station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So let's start out with the name of the group, if we could. I understand it's inspired by a Danish astronomer, someone named Tycho Brahe. Are you big into astronomy or Danish astronomy in particular?
I don't have any preference, but yeah, I was at one time. I definitely read a lot about all that stuff back in school, but these days I kind of focus most of my attention on music.
And what drew you to this kind of music in the first place?
I came to music really late in my life, so, you know, around 21 or so. I mean, not really late, but you know, it's not like I studied it my whole life. I'd been listening to just traditional, mostly kind of rock stuff, and then in the 90s I heard drum and bass for the first time, and that made me question how is this music made, and it made me think about using technology to make music, which was something that came a little bit more naturally to me than sitting down with a guitar or a piano or something, and it wasn't until later that those instruments, I came to those, but I had to go through the technology route to begin with.
So will you forgive some really basic questions that I'm sure you get all the time, but I still have to ask them. Are you working solely with computers? I mean, it's got a lot of texture and it sounds really digital, but are you working with any instruments?
I'd say this album in particular is definitely weighted towards real drums, real guitars, real electric bass, string bass, and then even the effects and the synthesizers are mostly 80s and pre-80s analog equipment. But then at the end of the day, yeah, I do record everything with a computer and use that to composite and edit and do all the sequencing and things like that.
So when you say you're an audiovisual artist, what does that mean in relationship to your music?
Well, I mean, I think the music to begin with is pretty visual, for me at least, and from what I've heard from a lot of people that they say the same thing. But then also during the live show, we have video that I've created that's synced to the music, and that's a big part of the live show. And then also just the overall aesthetic of the album covers and all the imagery associated with the project, whether it's online or physical or otherwise, it's very kind of tightly curated. And I think because it's all coming from the same source, it makes for a more cohesive kind of statement, I think.
So that track Montana, if I were to go to a Tycho show and there was a video alongside the performance of that piece, what would it show? What are the images that come along with that sound?
That particular one, I'm actually pretty close to done with the video for that. The visuals for the last show were very cinematic, and it was live action mostly with a lot of effects. And this time around, I wanted to go a little further to bring my graphic design work into the video. So it's kind of these animations and very, very stark figures and shapes and simple colors and things like that.
I want to ask you about another cut on this album. The title cut, Awake, begins rather simply, but by the end, things have changed. Everyone's definitely awake by the end of that piece. Can you tell us how that came together?
Yeah, so Zach Brown, he's a guitarist, and we sat down to write this record together. And that little guitar riff at the beginning was actually, I think just during a break, he was just messing around, and I had left the tape on, and 2 months later, I was just working on some edits and I found that little clip of him playing that and looped it. It was like one night, I think I was up till about 7 a.m. just fleshing that song out with just synths and all the bass and everything in it. I think that was the most inspired song as far as like start to finish. It all came together really quick. It was really fun.
Does that happen to you very often, where you're just kind of seized by something and you're working furiously all night?
Yeah, I think in general that's mostly what happens, but the outcome is usually not a finished product. It's usually like there's this moment of inspiration and then you reflect on it for months or even sometimes years and come back to it and revisit it over and over again. And that song's not much different than it was at 7 a.m. that morning, you know?
Your last cut on the CD is called Plains. So that naturally evokes landscape to me, but I'm guessing you maybe conjure up different images. What do you see with this track?
I've been working on that song for a few years, actually. It's a kind of an end piece and almost like a putting something to rest or paying respects to something. And the name Plains, I wanted to be evocative of the idea of the middle states of America. We spent a lot of time crisscrossing the United States during the last tour cycle and got back in touch with exploring those spaces and kind of being present in like wide open spaces like that.
Scott Hansen from the band Tycho. Their new album is called Awake. He joined us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Scott, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.